Okay.
Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Allie is here with me tonight. I'm Ian, and Allie is one of the hosts of ALP. Allie, what is ALP?
ALP is a show that I started about a month and a half ago. We're on episode 11 tomorrow with Ellen Ball, and we've discussed so many different topics, but we cut to the core. We are trying to basically learn about these different ideas, and we come up with a new topic every week, and we try to devote each episode to one topic so we can get as deep as we can into it. And like last week, we went into sweatshops, which can be it can be ethically, you can be walking on eggshells there. But we really wanted to get to the bottom of why sweatshops exist and what are the different, you know, concerns about them and how these concerns can be solved. So anyway, it was a good episode, and we have an episode tomorrow on Nikola Tesla, which I think some listeners of Free Talk Live might be interested to hear. So that airs live on LRN between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m.
That's
Eastern
time on LRN.fm. So check out Allie's website, which is
ALPshow.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Man has set himself on fire today at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., according to a couple of different reports, one, ironically enough, from TheBlaze.com, where they're reporting an AP story. Fire official says that a man has been flown to the hospital after setting himself on fire on the National Mall. Fire crews responded Friday afternoon, that's today, to a report of a man on fire at 7th Street and Madison Drive. Witness says she saw a man dump a red canister of gasoline on his head and then set himself on fire. D.C. Fire Department spokesman says the man has life-threatening injuries. His name and age weren't immediately known. Katie Scheifen says she was walking along the mall when she saw the man by himself pick up a can of gasoline and empty its contents onto his head before setting it ablaze. She says passing joggers took off their shirts to help douse the flames. Would you help put the man out?
Oh, certainly.
I don't think I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he wanted to kill himself.
I agree with the self-ownership principle and everything, where that means that if you own yourself, then you have a right to do with what you want with yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if your property is an extension of yourself, then that too. So that means that you could take your own life because you own yourself. But so I think you have a right to that. However, yeah, I think it would be probably a good idea to try to help in that situation. Just like if someone was standing on top of a building trying to jump, I would try to convince them not to. And if I saw someone doing that, I would try to keep them from doing it.
I would agree with you. I think it makes sense. At least I would half agree with you. I think it makes sense to try to stop someone from killing themselves through rationale. Hey, it's not a good idea. People love you. You shouldn't do that. Life
honestly,
is okay.
I would like, if someone was standing on top of a building and it seemed like, oh, I'm depressed, I lost my job, or my girlfriend left me or something, and tried to jump off a building, if I was on top of that building, I would probably, like, pull them off.
If you could get close enough, that would be one thing, Allie. But one of the other reasons I oppose involving myself in putting somebody out who has clearly doused themselves, you know, they put themselves on fire. It would be one thing if someone was trying to douse another person and then, you know, kill them or harm them with fire. That would make sense to try to put that person out. But if somebody is dousing themselves with basically an accelerant and attempting to take their own life, I don't want to stop that person, because if I'm successful, as these people were, what do you have but a man who has been charred all over his body and who may actually die anyway now because of, as they described it, life-threatening injuries? It's just that now he may be in severe pain on the way out. if you put the fire out, you could make it so the guy survives and then is living in severe pain, you know, for the rest of his life or for a long, long period of time. So by attempting to save his life, you may have made his life even more intolerable than it had been before. So that would be one of the main reasons why, besides the fact that he it's his life and he should be able to choose.
You could prolong the suffering.
You could absolutely increase, not just prolong the suffering, because he's taking his life. He was able to walk there. You know, he wasn't may not have been suffering physically. We don't know what his reasons were, right? Maybe he did have some sort of terminal disease. But usually when you set yourself on fire, it's a protest move of some sort. So there's
right.
probably something that really upset this person. Maybe maybe he left a note. Maybe we'll find out more over time. But... yeah, he may not have had physical pain, and now, you know, it may have just all been mental stress, and now he's got physical pain on top of that because apparently he lived through it thanks to the, you know, the people that thought they were doing the right thing by saving him. But great, now my skin's falling off my bones and it's charred. Okay, life's wonderful.
I think when people see someone in danger, that a lot of times their just reaction is
yeah.
to try to help.
And I don't blame them.
I don't even know if they were like really had time to think about it. They might have just
That's
been like,
true.
What are you doing? It's kind of rude to set yourself on fire
in front of other people. Well, I mean, if you're going to set yourself on fire, it's probably better to do it out in the open where you can't catch anything else on fire, like on a concrete jungle like D.C., as opposed to inside your home where the house is going to catch on fire. And then that might, you know, somebody else might be in the home at the time, or it might catch the neighbor's house on fire. So if you're going to set yourself on fire, you probably should do it in a public way.
I don't like it as a form of a political statement.
Why?
At all. For one thing, you don't ever get to see if it was effective. Do you think it was effective in Thomas Ball's case? It wasn't.
No. I mean, if what was to be effective was that you're talking about Tom Ball, who set himself on fire out front of the courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire, just literally minutes from the studio location. If it was Tom Ball's goal to shut down the court system, he failed at that. But and if it were Tom Ball's goal to get a bunch of publicity, he also failed at that. So, okay, right. Did he change anything with his protest? No. But somebody who's going to set themselves on fire is somebody who is sick and tired of things the way they are. They don't believe they can do anything to change it. And by all indicators, there's not much one person can do to change the court system. I mean, this guy was frustrated. Again, talking about Tom Ball, I don't know about the guy in D.C., but Tom Ball in Keene was very frustrated. He was one of the kind of the screwed-over dads by the family court system. He lost custody of his kids and, you know, was looking at possible jail as a result of not being able to pay the child support because he had been out of a job. And, you know, of course, you put somebody in the system likes to put people in jail for that as though that's somehow going to make them come up with money for the kids.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense. So this guy did not want to go to jail. He'd been dealing with the court system for a decade of his life. I don't know what that's like. I don't have kids. I don't have the ability to make kids. I had a vasectomy when I was 23 because I don't want kids. So I don't know what that's like, but I can imagine it's a pretty frustrating situation because usually parents really love their kids, and it's frustrating for them to not have access to them, or worse,
right.
to have the other parent lying to the kids about you and making it so they don't want to talk to you. And man, so, you know, when somebody is totally fed up and they really don't believe there's any other option, they'll set themselves on fire as a final statement, leaving this world. And I can't say I oppose it. I mean, it's a huge choice. It's a huge decision to make. I don't think it's something for me, necessarily, but I've never been pushed that far.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be like to feel like there aren't any other options. So I feel like anything I have to say on this is just going to... It's obviously can only come from my own perspective, but it just seems like there are always other options. There are always far superior options to taking your own life. I mean, that is the ultimate
It certainly
choice,
doesn't seem like a sane choice.
Which negates all other possible options.
But obviously, this guy thought that he didn't have anything else to live for. I mean, he wrote like a 20-page manifesto that he sent to the local newspaper prior to setting himself ablaze. He was a very opinionated person. I don't agree with everything that he said in that manifesto because he did allude to violence. He had suggested burning the court building down, which, of course, would hurt people, and that's certainly not an appropriate way to do things. Ultimately, he chose to simply set himself on fire as a protest. And if you're choosing between killing other people or killing yourself, I would choose killing myself.
Oh, most definitely.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But what if you were there at the National Mall today and you saw a man douse himself with gasoline, and before you could say anything, he set himself ablaze? What would you do? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a MoneyPack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control here. Toll-free number is 855-453. And also, you can reach us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. By the way, 855-450-3733 is brought to you by SACL CAI. And SACL CAI is also one of the organizations behind the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Visit their YouTube channel and watch their controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of government. The ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about whatever you want. A man has set himself on fire at the National Mall in D.C.
And we don't know why.
Yep, there's very sketchy details in this case. The man is apparently in pretty bad shape because I would say, unfortunately, he was rescued by passersby who, you know, in their minds were doing the right thing by trying to douse the flames with their T-shirts they took off, and, you know, and they were successful in helping put him out, apparently. And as a result, now he's in the hospital, probably in severe pain, as likely the flesh was probably going to melt off of his body.
So, Ian, imagine that you had a kid. I know you can't, but imagine that you can't have kids, but imagine
that
you did.
I barely take care of myself.
Okay, but you can figure yourself in the shoes of someone who might want to protect this little, smaller version of themselves.
Yeah.
And maybe you hadn't had the conversation about how about death yet or something, and someone does this, and you're with your kid present, and they can see it. Don't you think that that might be a little disturbing way to introduce death to you? You know, like, I'm not talking about advocating public censorship or anything like that. And I understand that when you bring your kid around places, someone might be wearing an offensive T-shirt. They might see someone naked. Who knows what they're going to see?
Sure.
So I'm just saying that it might be kind of, that just because I don't think it should be illegal doesn't mean I don't think it's messed up. I don't think it draws positive attention. And this story obviously got some people's attention, but we don't even know why yet. So by the time we find out why, it'll be an old story about a guy who a while ago set himself on fire. We didn't know why then. Oh, now we know why, but it doesn't matter because it happened a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very effective at getting whatever you're trying to say out.
You would think that it would be more effective, too, because it's so rare. I mean, if you look at the history of, because one of the things I did when Tom Ball set himself ablaze here a couple of years ago, it's actually been about 3 years now here in Keene, New Hampshire. 2 years? Anyway, it's been a few years. When he set himself on fire, I did a search online to find out, when was the last time this happened? Because it can't be very, very often. And indeed, it wasn't. It was about 5 years prior to that. And I think in Oregon, somebody set themselves on, or maybe it was Washington State. But anyway, it was on the West Coast. Somebody set themselves ablaze in protest of something. And, you know, obviously that didn't change it. And, of course, you know, internationally, it is a more popular form of protest. Classic examples, the Tibetan monks setting themselves ablaze because of the China situation over there. And it does, to some extent, bring some attention. Do things change because of it? No, not really. But things don't tend to change because you go and beg politicians either. So I can understand why somebody would be frustrated.
I don't see what good it does. I don't think, it's not even one of those things like, well, the cons are that, you know, someone takes their own life and that you lose that person to the world. But the pros are, there are no pros. I don't see any pros here.
Well, the pros would be from their perspective. Their life sucks. They're frustrated. This is a way they can end it and make a final statement as they go out. It'll be more of a statement than if they were to hang themselves or blow their brains out in their den or something like that, or to quietly take some sort of death pill. There are other ways in which they could take their life, but self-immolation is one of the most noticeable and worthy of being talked about. If you're going to do it, that is certainly a noticeable way. Someone somewhere is going to hear your story. And it is true that Tom Ball did bring some level of attention to the family court system in New Hampshire and people who supported his position that the court system needs reforming, and it needs reforming everywhere. But people who support that position were certainly energized by his death to probably get involved, whereas previously they may not have been involved. So you could argue that things did come out of it.
But I feel like you did most of the legwork on uncovering that story.
I did cover that story.
If it hadn't been for you, do you think anyone would really be talking about it?
Well, the local newspaper covered it. I mean, they did print it in full.
The front page?
I believe it was. They printed in full. Not, I don't think his manifesto was front page, but the news, I think, was front page. And you're right. I mean, I definitely did the footwork on that particular story. That doesn't mean that someone else wouldn't have done something similar in my absence.
They might have.
Look, I agree with you, Allie. I don't think it's the best form of protest. But for somebody who is frustrated with life and frustrated with their role in it and ready to end it all, if you're going to do it, self-immolation is definitely a way that you'll get some last-minute attention.
Did this person have any dependents?
We don't know enough about him at all. Nobody knows who it is at this point.
I just think that I just really don't like really public suit. I don't really, like, the only kind of suicide that I can really support is where someone is in a lot of pain. Like, you know, I know mental pain can be really bad, but, like, I feel like that kind of thing can be overcome because you can have
sure.
more control over it.
And
but,
change.
Like, physical pain that just, like, is never going to end until you die anyway, and you just rather, if you're going to die in some peaceful way, if that's possible, you know, then I can get behind that. But this whole, like, I'm a victim, and so I'm going to kill myself so that all the people who ever wronged me are going to see what they made me do.
Hmm.
They drove me to this decision to kill myself, and they're going to feel so regretful for all the times that they were mean to me. That's where I think the mentality comes from, and I think that that's stupid. Just get over yourself and do something with your life. Don't just, like, you know, think, be all doom and gloom and feeling like a victim. That just, like, people don't, it obviously doesn't work. It doesn't get a lot of people to look at your cause, because I don't think the Tibetan monks have had a lot of success. This guy, we don't even know why he did it. The other case you're talking about, we don't know much about either. So it's just, it's just all con. There's no pros here.
Let's go to Igor. He's in San Antonio. Igor, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie. Hey there.
Hey, so last night you guys tweeted a very interesting question, which is that interests me given the field that I'm in. Given the state of solid state drives and Intel chips, how they're suspect, could Linux be considered an illusion of security in this case?
Just to bring our listeners up to speed on your question, someone called last night to say that Intel now has something in their computer chips, or that it, maybe it's an upcoming generation of computer chips that will allow an outside individual to control and access your computer's information, even if it's turned off. It sounded like quite an amazing feat, and they said it would basically make it so Linux was no longer going to keep you safe. And I want to hear your response. So stand by, Igor. We will bring you back for that. 855-453, because the supporters of Linux have for a long time said this is the most secure operating system. There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype in the username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. We've got archives. You click download, and they are yours. You can grab as many archives as you want going back all the way to late 2006. They are free, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. You know, there's a lot to know when it comes to getting a mortgage, and conforming interest rates, which conform to the rules of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, are being lowered in the near future from a high of $417,000 for a single family residence to $392,000 to $400,000. This means everybody with a loan over $392,000 and under $417,000 needs to refinance now. Before their loan. You know, the qualified mortgage is out, and it means you cannot have a higher debt ratio than 43%. And to be approved for a loan, if you do get the loan and for some reason you end up in foreclosure during the first 3 years, the banks can be sued under this new law and you could lose substantial money. Therefore, expect underwriting standards to be much harder than this or any previous years. Reverse mortgages are still great. No qualifications other than you are 62 years of age and have a house with some equity in it. The government is pushing for everyone to take less money out of their place, and there are no payments for your entire life and your spouse. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts, they know the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive one. You can give Mortgage Minute Guy a call at 866-288-0088. That's 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. We go back to the phones here. Igor, listening in San Antonio. Igor, you were going to address a question, a technical question that came up on the show last night. There's a claim by one of our callers that Intel has new technology that will allow interested party, like a government, for instance, to access your computer if they have this particular Intel chip, even if the computer is turned off. And he suggested that that could mean the end of security, as I understood it. What was your understanding of that discussion, Igor?
So, interestingly enough, I haven't heard anything like that. I mean, personally, I think it's kind of far-fetched given the current lack of technical detail on it. But what I have heard is that the latest generation of Intel chips, the hardware random number generating instruction, is highly suspect. And as far as cryptographic implementations go, based on some research I've been doing over the past few weeks, the basic rule of thumb is to, if you're going to use encryption, make sure your implementation is open source, because while it's possible for anything to be backdoored, it's far less likely for that type of thing to be backdoored, simply because it's much more obvious than, say, backdooring the Western Digital's implementation of their whatever MyTouch something or other that purports to use AES 256.
Can you put all that into English? Because I'm a little confused.
Sorry, I apologize. So basically, okay, so open source meaning that your implementation, your encryption solution, the source code is available. It's able to be looked at by whoever wants to actually look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but how does that answer the question? Maybe I missed your answer. I apologize. How does that answer the question about the attacker being able to access your system even if it's turned off?
So right now, I actually haven't found anything to that end, because, I mean, if a chip doesn't have any power, it's not going to do anything. I mean, Intel is a manufacturer of processors and network cards and things like that. I mean, the way computers work today, if you turn it off, you turn it off. I mean, there's no power being applied to the...
That's not true. You can turn a computer off, but it can still have power applied to it. I mean, I've seen, for instance, I have a computer where there is something plugged into the USB port, and even though the computer is off, the LED light on that that device that is plugged into the USB port is still lit. So obviously there's still some level of power running through the computer's hardware there. I mean, look, it sounded preposterous to me that somebody would be able to access my computer without it being powered up. Obviously, you know, how are you going to get on a hard drive if it has no power? It's going to have to spin up. That drive's going to...
And the only possibility I can think of, and this is pretty far-fetched, although at the same time, you know, you can't really discount anything like that these days, is somebody possibly somehow getting to the microcode that's in your processor, which microcode is basically the underlying routines that abstract your CPU instructions that basically makes your operating system, whether it be Windows, Linux, run correctly.
Yeah, so it just doesn't make any sense to me, and you know, I can't understand how this could possibly work, but our caller last night seemed to be pretty convinced that Intel would be able to somehow access your computer through the network port, even if it was turned off. It sounded unbelievable, but anyway, it was concerning nonetheless, and I appreciate the call tonight, Igor. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Shane, calling from Jacks Creek, Tennessee, listening to XM. It's America's Talk. Hello, Shane.
What's going on tonight?
What's on your mind, Shane?
Colin? Well, I just want to get an update on the Robinhood trial. You know, I only get an hour during the week, and I don't remember what night it was a few nights ago that we were talking about. They were in the trial, and I think it was some particular day in the trial, and I'm not sure, are these people facing criminal charges or a civil suit? And what's going on with the case? I just want an update. That's an interesting piece of activism.
Yeah, thanks, Shane. I appreciate that. You're talking about the Robin Hooders here in Keene, New Hampshire, that are facing civil trials, actually, for rescuing people from getting parking tickets in the streets of Keene. They've been doing it for over several years, but in earnest, it's been going on for the last 9 months. And they are trying to put a stop to it by getting an injunction placed on the Robin Hooders, of which I am one of those Robin Hooders.
What's an injunction?
An injunction would be an order from the judge, a preliminary injunction in this case, before the full trial that would restrict or enjoin the individuals that are accused in that case from engaging in certain activities.
So they can punish you without the trial?
That's right. They would be able to say, you need to stop doing this until the trial is complete. The injunction has not yet come. It hasn't come. We've gone through 3 full days of evidentiary hearings. The third day of that hearing was on Tuesday. The full evidentiary hearings have been posted as videos to freekeen.com. So if you would like to see the full, basically 8 hours worth of footage, it's all there for you. And there are a couple of newspaper articles that have been scanned in at freekeen.com, which will give you some excerpts from the trial. I also posted the tweets from Daryl W. Perry, who was sitting in the courtroom all 3 days and tweeting hundreds and hundreds of tweets. So if you wanted to follow the trial that way, you could do that. But basically, it stands in the judge's hands now. He is going to be accepting memos from the attorneys in the case with additional memorandum of law to point to their arguments about why something should or should not happen. In this case, my attorney has motioned to dismiss the case, so he will be arguing for that. Their attorneys will be arguing against the motion to dismiss. And we'll find out. He's given them until October 9th to submit those papers, and then the judge will decide whenever he darn well feels like it. So it could be a few days after that. It could be another month. Who knows how long it'll take to get the decision.
Sure. I'm assuming that if an injunction is placed, that anybody in violation of that at that point would face criminal charges. And if so, are you guys prepared to continue to do it if they tell you to cease and desist? Are you going to,
There has been talk about that, Shane. You would have to ask each individual Robin Hooder how they feel about that. I can't speak for them. I can't say for sure.
But if they did have some injunction saying you can't plug people's meters, and you did, what do you think would happen?
Well, first of all, the injunction they're asking for doesn't prohibit the plugging of meters. It prohibits certain behavior within a 30-foot radius of the parking enforcers. But yeah, you could be arrested for contempt of court and put away for a long time, in theory. Thanks for the call, Shane. Appreciate the question. Again, go to freekeen.com for all the details there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. Some good news for marijuana users in Switzerland coming up.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. The We Tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
So, of course, you can take control here. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, visit ManVentureOutpost.com. They have the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned, and they have the lowest prices. Go and see for yourself. Get it quick, and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So, Switzerland. There's some good news out of Switzerland, and that is that as of 3 days ago, possession of marijuana has been decriminalized. Anyone over the age of 18 caught with 10 grams or less of the drug will no longer have to make a court appearance and will not have offenses entered into their permanent record. Instead, violators will have to pay a fine of 100 Swiss francs, which is approximately $110, and they'll be on their way. Lawmakers in the country relaxed weed regulations in an effort to unify what had been a patchwork of often confusing policies that varied from one local area to another. Per The Independent, the measure is now expected to save money by cutting back on the 30,000 marijuana-related cases that courts have to handle each year. It will also free up police resources to pursue larger drug trafficking incidents. Well, duh! It's about time.
I know. I wish they would take note of that in the United States. Although,
no kidding.
I'm a little bit pessimistic about it, but it's kind of cool that it's decriminalization as opposed to, you know, adopting medical marijuana laws. Do they have medical marijuana in Switzerland?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Because it would be cool to have, you know, to look at these different places and see which ends up resulting in more liberty for people.
So I think this is great news, and I agree with you, Ali, that they do need to pay attention in the United States. But I'm a little more, I guess, optimistic than you are, because there has been marijuana decriminalization in various different places in the U.S. Massachusetts, very nearby to us here in New Hampshire, it's basically the same thing there. It's a traffic ticket, the equivalent of a traffic ticket. And in Massachusetts, the word has gotten around to the marijuana users that if you don't pay the ticket, there's nothing that happens to you.
Oh, nice.
So in New York City or New York, there's been marijuana decriminalization. Of course, Colorado and Washington have legalized marijuana at this point. So we're at a point in time here in 2013 where the marijuana situation is a lot better than it's ever been, even in New Hampshire, where things are not great as far as marijuana is concerned. They have passed a weak medical marijuana bill here. So there's something like 20 states now that have medical marijuana, which is that's a lot of steps in the right direction.
That's true.
It's not great. But
who are they going to fill the prison? They got to fill the prison cells, right? Because there's this big money-making machine mm-hmm. in the prison industry, and it's, fascist, where these corporations are working with the states so that they can, basically make government do what it does more effectively, which is arresting people and ruining people's lives. So I'm a little curious what they're going to do about all these empty prisons they're going to have.
Well, I don't know if there are that many people in prison for
possession of marijuana. Of course we're talking
about marijuana.
Yeah, we're talking about marijuana, so we're not talking about other drugs.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of drugs that really ruin people's lives that when you prohibit them, like heroin, right?
Right. Some drugs are a felony just for possessing them, as I understand it. Marijuana, not always the case. But there are people who are in prison for marijuana. Those people do exist in some places. I remember Florida. I think it was if you had an over 21 grams, it was an automatic felony. So, yes, there are definitely places in which you will go to prison for having some marijuana.
I'm not just even concerned about the people possessing marijuana. I'm concerned about the people who grow it, the people who sell it.
I'm concerned about them, too. But my point is that's not a significant portion of the prison population.
Sure.
So I doubt they'll be really that worried about it. They would certainly be more concerned if all drugs were decriminalized and if all drugs were legalized, because then you would see a pretty big drop in the amount of people that are in prison cells. And you better believe that the prison industrial complex is going to lobby to keep drugs illegal.
Right. Well, they have a financial stake in it, so
exactly.
Of course they are.
Back to the story from the Huffington Post about Switzerland. Now, decriminalized, of course, is not the same as legal, as a Swiss Broadcasting Corporation report makes clear. Growing marijuana plants, imbibing the drug in any form, and dealing it are still forbidden. So apparently, if you get caught smoking the marijuana, it's illegal. And if you possess it, they won't be arresting you for it, but you will be ticketed. Penalties are now stricter for anyone caught selling to a person under the age of 18. The new law also provides greater resources to help children with marijuana habits. A 2013 UNICEF report found Swiss children are the world's second most likely to smoke marijuana, with just over 24% of 11, 13, and 15-year-olds having smoked pot in the last year. For perspective, Canada leads the world in kids' marijuana use, with 28% of its children at those same ages admitting to smoking pot in the past 12 months.
Hmm.
Now, I can't say I'm too particularly concerned about that. I'd rather have a teenager smoking marijuana than I would having them inject heroin.
Right.
Or going out and getting S-faced drunk, as many teenagers are wont to do. So I'm a realistic person. I think that it's realistic to believe that kids are going to continue to access marijuana despite their illegality. Clearly, they're able to do so. It's illegal everywhere for young people to use marijuana, and they do it regularly.
Well, making it illegal is just one way to make it really appealing to kids. Anytime you're like, no, you can't have that, that's bad for you, it makes it more appealing for teenagers who are going to want to rebel against that kind of thing, because that's when you come
sure.
to learn who you are and break the rules and find what those boundaries are.
Yeah, if you legalize something, then it becomes less dangerous in that it's no longer as sexy to have it or smoke it or sell it. It's no longer exciting to do those things because there's no longer the fear of going to a prison cell if it were a completely legal substance, for instance. And that really would affect how young people use it. In fact, if you look at, I think it's the Netherlands, which is one of the more infamous places for having relatively legal marijuana, they found that teenagers don't use marijuana as often there. It just doesn't have the same appeal. You know, if it's not bad to do it, not as many people want to do it.
Right. Makes sense to me. I mean, I definitely feel like one of the reasons why I started smoking cigarettes was because it was bad. And just growing up, tons of propaganda my whole life about how bad smoking is. And then, of course, you know, when you're feeling rebellious as a kid, you want to do bad stuff. So, you know, maybe you smoke a cigarette. You're not hurting anybody. It's just, it's totally natural, I think. I think everyone experiences some degree of that.
Speaking of Switzerland news, I believe, Allie, you have a related story.
Yeah, so I found the story also on Switzerland. They're going to vote on a basic income for all Swiss adults because of income inequality. And they had a protest. A truck dumped 5-cent coins in the center of the federal square during an event organized by the Committee for the Initiative CHF 2,500 monthly for everyone is what that's what they want.
2,500 whatever francs or whatever they have over there in
Swiss francs. So that would be the equivalent of $2,800.
$2,800 US worth of Swiss francs. So they're saying that should be the monthly earnings for at least the monthly earnings for everyone in the country.
Yeah, the story is out of MSN News in Bern. I think I'm saying that correctly. Berne. Switzerland will hold a vote on whether to introduce a basic income for all adults in a further sign of growing public activism over pay inequality since the financial crisis. A grassroots committee is calling for all adults in Switzerland to receive an unconditional income of 2,500 Swiss francs, about $2,800 per month from
the
state.
Man, they must be high. I mean, they've got to be high as hell to think that this is going to do anything.
They say the aim is to provide a financial safety net for the population. Mm.
So I did the math, Allie. You said $2,800 per month U.S. I did divided that by 4.3. And then divided that by 40. And now, look, I don't know if they work 40 hours a week over there in Switzerland. They may have rules that prohibit that. But presuming it were a 40-hour-a-week job, that breaks down to about $16 per hour.
That is amazing. That I can't imagine, like, I was just thinking of what I would do if I was paid that much a month just to get a check from the state. And it would be just, like, so easy. But then, of course, if everyone was getting these checks, then who knows what could happen.
Well, let's look at what happens. What happens when you raise the minimum wage? Because here in the U.S. it's 7-something, I believe. And this
I think
would
it's
be
7.25.
What would happen if everybody all of a sudden started making $15 an hour? $8.55, $4.50 free.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. youngevity.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.